You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hey guys. So here's the context for my story. I used to help out with this amazing group called Creative Mornings Dallas. It's like a breakfast lecture series for the creative community, graphic designers, architects, and whatnot. And somehow I wiggled my way onto the volunteer team and I was helping out at this event, and it was in this old uptown house, like a part of uptown Dallas, and it was converted into offices. It was really cool. And the event was over, and I was hanging out front on the sidewalk on Fairmount Street, chatting with a couple other attenders. The sun was peering through the speckled clouds, the breeze was blowing through the trees. By all accounts, a beautiful day. And we were talking about the lecture we had just heard, which was fascinating, was amazing, and we were all stalling to get back to work, which was imminent. And that's when this other guy, who worked in the same building, joined the conversation. I can't remember his name, but he is responsible for changing my life that day. Firstly, we thought he might be an Uber driver because he had pulled up in this black Ford Flex. Turns out he was a photographer that worked in that same building, and after chit-chatting for a bit, we all started to detach in order to get back to work. The grind was calling, and I had things to do. But then Mr. Photographer, not Uber driver, P-N-U-D, photographer, not Uber driver, we'll call him Mr. Peanut, asked the three of us who were standing there if we wanted to see something crazy. And as I mentioned, I had a lot of things to do, and that sounded like maybe this might be worth the delay, so I listened a bit, and he pointed across the street at this building. It was hiding behind some trees, and he said it was an old Methodist church converted to offices as well. And he said the guy over there collected, well, interesting objects. He said it in that mysterious way that forces one to raise their eyebrows, and all of a sudden my interest was piqued. Maybe I can put off work for a bit longer. He said that the huge front doors were papered over from the inside, but there was a small tear on the right door, and we should be able to peek in. And these were like gigantic doors, like 15 feet tall. And we walked over there, me and the two people I was talking with, and it turned out that the doors had been repapered and the tear was gone. So Mr. Peanut came over and examined our discovery, and he was like, oh man. And not wanting us to miss out, he just started knocking on the door. Big thudding sound. Almost immediately, this bearded man opened the door and peeked through. Mr. Peanut exchanged pleasantries with the guy. Apparently they kind of knew each other. And he asked if we, a bunch of strangers, could gander at his collection. So the giant door opened wide as we wandered into this spacious area. It was obviously the old sanctuary with high ceilings, restored wooden floors. It was gorgeous. Regarding his collection, what I saw was a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur.
Did you hear me? I said dinosaur. Mr. Peanut could have given me 50 guesses, and I wouldn't have gotten close. I just stood there and was like, looked at this skeleton and said, that's a freaking triceratops. I asked the bearded man if this was real, and he said, yeah, it is. Apparently, bearded man was a legit paleontologist who discovered this specimen in Montana. And here, he and his collection were chilling quietly in an old church. I could feel the little kid in me bubbling to the surface. And most fossils in museums are replicas. They're not real. And here was the real deal. I found myself just staring, whispering to no one in particular, there are dinosaurs in Uptown. I told bearded paleontologist that it must be rare to have a full intact triceratops. And he said, yes, true. But that one over there is more rare. I turned to the 20-foot-tall dinosaur standing on two legs. Yeah, T-Rex. How is this happening? That whole morning, I was eating pastries, listening to lectures about graphic design, and connecting with creatives in Dallas. While I was doing this, giant prehistoric lizards were resting literally feet from me. Before I walked into that magical old church, my day was semi-ordinary. But as I walked back out into the sunshine, things felt different. Post-dinosaurs. It was like my world shifted a little. There was a city I thought I lived in, and now there was a city I was actually living in, and that city had dinosaurs. I read a quote the other day. It said, "I love to walk a city, whether I've been there once or 100 times before. It's amazing what sort of inspiration you'll find when you steal a second glance." I love the idea of a second glance. I feel like I can apply that wisdom to almost every facet of my life, whether it's noticing the trees around my house, passing by a homeless person, or waking up next to my wife. Second glances inevitably take me deeper. They help me appreciate life, the life I'm living. It's in these moments of second glances that I can add texture and meaning to my typically rushed and turgid existence. I wonder what kind of trees those are by the garage. How many homeless men and women live in my city anyways? I never noticed those cute freckles under her eyes. And every now and again, a second glance will pull back the curtains and reveal an entirely new dimension to our perspectives. Something wonderful will throw us off balance, and we'll spend the next couple weeks trying to regain equilibrium in this new reality. We ask new questions. Our curiosity elevates. We seek fresh discovery and begin to explore all the old dynamics of our daily life anew. You know, my daily commute gets more interesting. My relationships become more enriching. My work feels more fulfilling. Even how I see my city shifts a bit. I wonder if that building has dinosaurs in it. Well, it just might. Blessings, guys. Love you all.